traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
They stole my phone, and it was the restaurant staff, and then 20 security men were like bum rushing me. And so I pinched one on the ear.
Ladies and gentlemen, take 2 and roll it.
What sort of small talk should we?
Oh, were you just texting Angel, by the way?
Yeah.
You're in love,
aren't
you?
I'm in love,
you?
Dude.
What's that like?
What's it like being in love?
Yeah.
It's everything, bro.
Must be fucking
nice. Man,
we're
jealous.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. And by the way, in the Milky Way galaxy, we just got that fact in. So that's super dope. Thank you guys to all of our listeners and viewers.
We love you guys.
We absolutely love you. We have so much fun doing this show. And by the way, if you are not subscribed, make sure to do so wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, whatever. We also do an exclusive question and answer audio only after the visual element on iTunes, Spotify, again, wherever you listen to podcasts for your listening pleasure. So today, today is going to get spicy. I can feel it.
Yeah.
We got a dope guest today. A very dope guest today. Yeah. Guys, I want to introduce her. I want to bring her in right away. Her last name is my favorite president's first name.
Boom.
She's the only person to make it out of Teen Mom with a career. She's not looking at me. I'm going to wave her in. Come on.
Calm the savage.
She's the only person to make it out of Teen Mom with a career. It's reality star turned adult film actress turned social media guru, Farrah Abraham.
I'm putting these on. What's up?
How are you?
Thanks Welcome so much in. For having me.
Feeling the hair.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on Impulsive.
Yeah.
This
Impulsive.
Is
I'm impulsive, so.
Hell yeah. Yo, welcome. Join the
You're
club.
Home.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that pink hair, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm so
you.
Glad we got you in that.
Fire.
David Scissorhands snatched this. So without him, it wouldn't be.
I noticed you brought your daughter, Sophia.
Miss Sophia's
hi,
in the house.
Hi, Sophia.
Oh, here she comes. Oh. What's up?
No, yo, I like that.
Look,
that
Sophia,
she looks like a meerkat right there.
It could That's be dope. A bunny right now.
Is she is she a meerkat in her spare time?
Wow.
Do you want to say hi to everyone? Say hello.
Hello.
Whoa.
So hasn't been on a podcast, I think, in a bit.
Wow.
So thanks for saying
hi, real life
cutie.
Human baby child.
Yes.
That's amazing.
A baby child. Do they have those around here? Baby child.
I'm looking to get one soon.
Oh, so no
quickly,
rush.
Can we turn the camera? My dog is making love to a stuffed animal.
You know?
This whole podcast.
Now he's killing.
That could be the first one with the baby.
It's going to be very interesting. I'm a little curious.
Go sit over there. Okay.
What's
thanks for stopping by saying hi, so.
Thanks, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
Thanks, Sophia.
Just a little bit of a bold move. I'm not sure what's going to come out of my mouth today.
It could be impulsive. So.
That's the point of the show. Exactly.
We embrace it.
I have a question. How do we get you here on the show? Like, how do we convince you?
Are you crazy?
Instagram.
Yeah. What are you?
Are you crazy coming here?
You know,
Farrah?
I don't know. From what I know,
hell?
Is Instagram.
You're because I
and I happen to be in town, so I was like. Okay.
Oh, you're not based here?
No, I'm not based here anymore since that whole jail Beverly Hills thing.
I want to ask about that. I literally have so many questions. But
yeah.
So I DM'd you, or I thought it was you.
Yeah.
And
well,
also,
Joy is usually like the one who helps me.
I get a DM back from Joy Hollum.
Yes.
Who's Joy?
She's been my assistant for like 5 years, and now she's like marketing coordinator. You know, just switch the titles as the years
does
go
she,
by.
Does
she's
she carry
super
a clipboard
nice.
With her when
no.
she go, she doesn't?
Good.
She's the virtual assistant and
okay.
out of my hair.
Okay.
Good. We were worried you were going to show up with someone who's going to like yell at us
publicist
and tell
clipboard.
Us what to say and what not to
no,
say.
No, I keep it real chill. I'm from the Midwest, so.
Nice. Hey, join the club. Ohio gang.
Michigan squad.
What?
Connecticut.
I love it. I have my best friend, Heather Walsh from Teen Mom, my producer friend. She's in Connecticut.
Oh, really? Shout out Connecticut.
Yes, shout out Connecticut.
Yeah.
So like I said, we are very lucky and happy to have you here. I have so many questions about like reality TV, your career, et cetera.
Sure.
So that is the child that was with you.
That's the star baby.
That's the star baby. You're a star. You know that? How many followers does she have on Instagram?
Sophia, how many?
507,000.
Jesus.
It's growing.
And she's 9?
I'm proud of her.
And she's 9?
Yeah.
9 years old.
And you're 27, right?
Yeah. It that, sounds what? So old now.
No. That's young. That's young. I think.
It's young to me.
Am I the oldest in the room?
No. Not
yes,
at all.
Yes, I am.
Right no, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Right here?
No, I don't not. Know everyone's
I'm older
ages.
Than you, yeah.
I once dated a girl. My first girlfriend, when I moved to LA, I was, I think, 19. She was like 25 and she had a 7-year-old.
Wow.
So I played stepdad for a bit. It was
That's
cool.
a big deal at those ages.
Yeah. It was, I mean, I just didn't know
any
better.
I don't think that it's like a big deal, but it is to like the children. I mean, for me, being a single mom and dating, you know, like over 10 years, it actually, like, it's a big deal.
You are dating now, yeah?
I mean, I'm single. I haven't really been dating. That's fine.
How many dates in before you start to see this like connection or like you want to see a connection between a new partner and Sophia?
Yeah, because it's not just you anymore. You got a partner. Yeah.
You know, sometimes
crime.
Like kids are so intuitive. I'll just have Sophia meet the person because kids are like honest and truthful.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, him being so short isn't that bad. Or like, you know, or like he's got this, that, you know, like girls, women, they're always like, oh, it's okay. That's fixable. But like kids are just like, no, that's not.
Okay. Nobody's so too short.
What do you think about me so far? Just first impressions, thumbs up or thumbs
are these
down
guys
or
pretty
sideways.
Cool?
Thumbs sideways.
Sideways.
Not sure yet.
It's like 45 degrees.
Well, I'm positive that by the end of this show, it will be a thumbs down.
Yeah.
So having a daughter so young, how did that affect the outcome, the course of your life?
I was about, you know, the reason why I went on Teen Mom, I can't speak for everyone, was to just show like I can overcome some of the things that people think, oh, I have to basically sit at home, not travel, not go out, not make business, not do different things. And I kind of just have always been gung-ho about whatever I want. So Sophia has just been along for my opportunities and I support her opportunities. And it really has, I mean, it hasn't been a conflict, hasn't been like a bad thing.
But you do a lot of reality TV still to this day, yeah?
Sadly, yeah.
Well,
December 20th, X on the Beach.
Let's go.
So let's have a Christmas party.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about this. Why you say sadly?
Yeah. Because I really am over reality television. I think there's a kind of bullying. I love production. I love everything of it. I think it's like a true form of bullying though when you edit and put together reality television.
Like context.
So,
like
but
no
it's,
context.
It's funny. Yeah. It makes for funny television. It's just not always good for everyone.
Yeah.
For those of you who do not know, reality TV is not actually reality.
Yes. And even though I say that, I've said it a million times. Like people think I'm a horrible, crazy person from some of the shows. And
so far you seem good. I'm gonna give you a sideways thumbs up. By the end of the show, I'm sure it'll be up.
Or maybe it's down.
So, I don't know. You seem all right so far.
Speaking of drama, we have Bristol Palin here right now.
Oh, that's cool.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you don't. But we're watching.
I'm unaffected.
Yeah, what's going on with that? I saw this little airport rant the other day.
Oh my God, I was at the airport.
Wait, can I show this?
With no wig. Don't show my face right now.
No, you look good.
8 you look amazing.
No, I don't.
No,
8 a.m.
Yeah,
in the morning and getting off a plane. No, thank you.
No, you're chilling.
Can we please pass this?
We can pass, but I have a question because I've been jumped in the airport before. How bad does that suck?
Sucks.
This one was like, I might hyperventilate and not make a scene, but I was not so happy.
Where did the paparazzi come from? Because I've seen them like come out of walls and shove a camera in.
Yeah, they pop out of suitcases on the conveyor belt.
This one came out of the conveyor belt. And then he was like, can I help you with your luggage? And I was like, oh my God, he's trying to be nice.
Oh no.
It's always a weird situation.
So that beef with Bristol's been ongoing though. I saw
I know I have beef.
Bristol
with
Palin.
All right, tofu, whatever you want to call it. I saw this chart you had.
I have beef with nobody on Teen Mom. That's old news.
I feel like you want to say you're above the beef, aren't you? A little bit.
I just don't like people
flex
bringing up
them.
My name on something that I moved beyond from.
Bristol Palin, I found this interesting. So this is the daughter of former Alaskan governor Sarah Palin, who is not Bristol is now on Teen Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm like out of this. Removed
Me
from this.
Too.
Yeah. Like, so like, I don't really know much about it, but you say you don't have beef with anyone. Is that true?
Yeah.
There's gotta be someone you want to kick their ass.
No, I'm on anger management right now. Probation.
Wait, are you really?
Yes.
What did you do?
I did nothing. I was actually attacked, but it's okay.
Did someone throw a shoe at you?
I'm learning to be extra humble right now in my life.
Hell yeah.
Really? Tell us about that.
If there's ever a place that you don't want to be humble, I invite you to do it on impulse.
Right.
You can let it out.
Just go ahead.
But what?
For the judge to see.
Yeah. How did you wind up, if you don't mind? I mean, it might be personal, but how did you wind up taking anger management? I think that's an interesting step.
I don't know. I was like court ordered to do anger management.
Oh, yeah.
And got that done right away. And then I have some community service. So 'tis the season to volunteer.
How many hours?
I love it. Oh, yeah. 6 days.
Oh, you got it.
So soup kitchens, whatnot. I'm down.
But it's kind of cool because I had to do that once. Uh-huh. Fun fact. So how much you know about me? Be honest.
Not much.
So I did Vine. I did Vine back in the day. And by the way, it's fine. Vine is great. Rest in peace.
Some, yeah.
I did a series called Getting Into Cars with Strangers.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I would do just that. I would open the door of a stranger's car and I'd get in and be like, "What? You're not my mom." And you know, most of the time they'd be like, "Ah, ha, ha." One lady, she screamed at me. She goes, "Get out! Get out!" And I'm like, "Mom, why are you yelling at me?" And it was at the time it was funny.
But she could like beat you.
Stab me, beat me, whatever it is. The point is, can't get into cars with strangers.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble?
Sophia, don't ever do that.
Sophia, don't follow any of my career paths or decisions, please.
Look at her face.
Anyways, she took me to court. I either had to do 3 days in jail.
How did she wrangle you down? First off,
something so
didn't
harmless.
You just dip,
like,
or were
of
you?
Of course,
like,
I dipped, bro. Logan Paul on Vine, like millions of followers. She knows.
She knew.
Her face is on
she
the.
She knew.
She knew.
Yeah.
So three days in jail or 75 hours of community service. Manager Jeff refused to let me do the 3 days. And I was like, "Yo, this is dope for my street cred.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get like a tat.
I've been to jail.
In jail, yeah.
Would you have gotten a mugshot?
Hell yeah! And it would have been like this.
Nice. Dude, you should have done it.
I know, I should have.
That was a blunder on manager Jeff's
part.
I can never get a mugshot. That's like, why? One thing. I'm like, don't even go there. You guys can play with me, put me in jail, all that other funny shit. But I was like, you're not giving me a mugshot.
Well, you can just tell him.
Dodge
you can
it?
Just tell him no.
No, you cannot.
No, I'm like rip shit, like mouthy when you catch me in jail.
Oh, that don't help. What can I say to trigger you?
Many of times.
I want to see Angry Farrah. Not for like.
Right now. There's really nothing.
How many days have you spent in?
I've been so aggravated this year that nothing else could aggravate me.
Hey, join the club. This year fucking sucks.
I was like, people are testing me. Okay.
Have you spent some time in the cell?
I have. Yes.
What's it like?
What?
Can you tell us what it's like?
It's not fun. And the woman who's in charge of the phones and everything else is being really a bitch to me and saying that no one was calling for me and every other thing. Oh. The phone didn't work. And like,
wow. What did you go to jail
the
for?
The stupid crappy food was like a banana peanut butter sandwich and like the milk I don't drink.
That actually doesn't sound that bad. I eat that stuff here. Bananas, peanut butter. It sounds decent.
Mike, what did you go to jail for?
And nothing like the concrete. Everything's like concrete. And I had like a pine tree out my window.
Oh, well, that's not so bad. Like pine trees.
I was like, God, if you're real.
Views from the cell.
Yeah, views from a cell.
What did you do?
As the nicest jail cells.
No, to get there though. What?
I literally was, I mean, like my car was stuck in valet. They stole my phone and it was the restaurant staff. And then 20 security men were like bum rushing me. And so I pinched one on the ear and he didn't even react.
Can you pinch me on the ear like you
no,
did him?
You she might can't sue do me. You might go to the hospital and claim
like,
you have
this
an
must
injury.
Have been a lethal pinch, like lethal. A scorpion pinch.
Let me see your nails real quick. Let me see your nails.
I didn't have nails at the time. So it was like I was training.
I was training for what?
I was training for a boxing match I didn't show up to.
I remember this.
Yeah,
I remember this.
Again, I had to make a wiser choice.
I remember seeing an Instagram video from you that was like, yo.
Farrah is a boxer. Check it out, guys. I see you throwing bows and fists.
Yeah.
So you train often, yeah?
Yeah, I think I overly trained. Like my wrists are definitely jacked up from everything. Clearly not training right now because the nails are on.
Did that?
But
do you think
I had
that made
the best trainer?
Do you think that made you a little aggressive? Like you were like fresh out of training?
I feel like when you're boxing, you get
boom, boom, I see you with them boom. Hands, Farrah.
Damn,
go Tony! Shout out to Miami.
Were you supposed to have a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm happy I didn't show up.
Wait, why?
Because it's for anti-bullying. They were trying to bully. Again, I'm just not with some of it.
Is Sophia giving you signs in the background there? Is she your publicist?
She West Side. I don't know what signs she's giving me.
So you said Miami. your workout. I saw you also do yoga.
I do spin, yoga, and boxing.
You did a post for Maham, my boy Skylar.
Oh my God, yeah. Skylar is so funny.
Yeah. Do you do yoga a lot?
I do yoga every week. I like hot yoga.
Yeah.
His was pretty insane in Miami.
Maham's crazy.
Yeah, that was like infrared lights.
Are you in Miami now? Do you live there?
Nope. I used to live there. I just keep going back and forth. I would say I kind of live mostly in Austin, Texas. Okay. But all my stuff
shout
is
out
like
Austin, Texas.
I literally like have my stuff in storage this year and I'm just traveling and chilling with family and seeing what I want to do for 2019.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I had a boxing fight earlier this year. Did you know about that by chance?
I see like there's a like you getting punched on your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was funny.
I'm a man.
No. It was supposed to be like, look at me. I'm getting the shit kicked out of me.
You got to be careful with that. Like,
why?
Your brain and your skull is sensitive. I was just like at Adonis's. He was like a 10-year world champion. He's like in the hospital with a coma right now, just from getting the strikes from the Ukrainian.
We have a ex-UFC fighter coming on right after you. And I'm going to ask him about that. Cause I'm sure there's something not healthy about the contact sports to the head.
Like you can die instantly, like half your brain doesn't work. I didn't do it partially because I didn't know the outcome and I didn't think that it was safe. And the people that, I mean, if you don't have management and a good team there, which they were screwing up on all ends of their contracts, it would not have been safe. So, and then they had like some people there from Teen Mom and like Mob Wives who just want to jump me. Like they're a mess.
Actually jump you?
Actually jump me, which is fine.
Do you get a lot of hate, Farrah?
I ignore the hate.
But do you get it?
I do get
Hell
it.
Hell yeah, she does.
I do get it, which is fine.
Same.
And look, I'm doing better every year. So it's good. I know where the hate is.
That's true.
Do you bring it upon yourself? Do you think like some
No, because I don't welcome the hate.
Yeah.
Like even with my family. I mean, we go to therapy for like 10 years. I don't welcome too much.
Why do people hate you? Why do people hate on you?
I don't know. Why do people hate me? Is this like Mean Girls? Why do people hate me? I don't know.
You're just living your best life.
But we know you're fiery. You are a fiery.
I'm a Gemini.
Human being.
I think you have to know like personalities, and my other Gemini friends are definitely fiery too, and it's good.
You might hate me for this, but this is what I mean by this. I want to roll a clip.
Let's roll these clips.
I want to roll the clips.
Yeah.
This is from X on the Beach, a sneak peek of your reality show coming. Go ahead and plug. When?
You don't have to.
No, go for it.
But it's December 20th. Countdown.
So, all right, look. Sneak peek. Cheyenne Parker attacks Farrah Abraham in explosive
fight.
Who's a
Gemini? Watch out.
Oh, so y'all got into
Gemini
it.
Gemini v.
Okay,
Gemini.
Check it out.
One's drunk and one's not.
Shoot me like I was nothing.
Maybe you should just go to
bed. Don't talk to me and shut the up when you go to bed.
I'm not shutting the ever.
As far as celebrity status goes, Farrah thinks she's over here on the A-list. But baby, I gotta tell you something. D-list for you.
You think you're better than everybody?
No, I'm acting like who I am, and I'm not saving who I am. Go have other people feel bad because no one said hi to him because they're over there dealing with other
stuff. The shit you put on this house.
Oh
because
God.
When you wake up, you need $5. And you need this. And you need that.
I was caught in the middle and I'm looking left and I'm looking right. And I'm like, you know what, Cheyenne, you're doing the right thing. You're doing the Lord's work.
If you don't like something.
And I'm looking at her, I'm like, you the devil.
What's up with these people? This is reality TV.
I could have a whole house gang up on me and somehow I like win over the whole house. It's weird. But you're going to see in the season, they like make shirts with my face on it. They like chant my name. They love me. I don't know. People like to just make themselves feel better by attacking someone.
What nationality gives you that fire? Because I know you got a few different nationalities.
I mean, I think any woman or any male, if they're attacked enough, they're going to be like, shut up. Like they're all drunk and I'm the only one sober in the house.
Do you drink?
No, I don't really drink
anymore.
Good for you. That's also... I just learned my lessons.
I feel you. I have yet to learn those lessons. I'm excited for them.
Well, that's good. You keep drinking and having fun.
What'd you learn from not drinking? What was the motivation there?
So I want to end up in jail and have people manipulate and take advantage of me when I go out. So that's just like from touring in clubs and all this other stuff that I've done.
I feel like you have a jaded past. You sound.
I don't have a jaded past. I have a past that's lived. I'll say that.
Experienced.
Lived.
How old do you think you are? Chronologically, based on experience, not biological.
Well, like most of my friends are around like 45. Mm. So yeah. Like my true friends are like in their 40s. That's probably like kind of where I am.
So this show, X on the Beach.
It's fun, right?
By the way, y'all owe me a fucking money. Like I'm sending you an invoice because I'm plugging the shit out of you. Yeah. So this is a reality show. I saw on the commercial, it says like, you guys like expect to find love. Like you didn't really expect to find love, did you?
So as I was brought in from one of my agents, it was like they didn't tell one person that this was about bringing their exes on, and that happened to me.
Wow.
So I thought, and I've done many dating shows. Like last year, we traveled the world and we did a dating show for MTV. And I'm always single, so why not? So yeah, it was like a shock. And these people like knew they were going on with their exes, so they were a little bit bitter.
Yeah, on one of the Instagram like trailers, you said, and I quote, "I'm not okay with exes. They're like trash."
Yeah, mine are.
Do you think that, just out of curiosity, asking for a friend, do you think all exes should be left in the past?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, my life has been way better because of that.
Yeah. You think it's like it's almost like an open wound that you just keep picking open and it just scabs over and then
I mean, my exes, they like write me emails, want to hang out, yeah. Like do all sorts. Like I like my life goes on. I can't have the same conversations every day.
Yeah.
On reality,
nothing ever changes, right?
On reality TV.
Yeah, not for them.
You have to make a sacrifice to be incredibly open and vulnerable.
Yeah.
That's scary. Why did you?
It is scary, especially when people attack. But I will say this, vulnerability is power. That's why I've been so great on reality television over the years. And I think if you are a person who never wants to lose yourself and be all like shook up after people hate on you, then it's a good thing. But some are just like, fuck everyone and they don't get their way.
What else do you sacrifice by doing reality TV? Can you have a real relationship? Can you be a real mother to your daughter without being jaded by what people think and say about her and you?
Well, I think it's also, can people go on TV and not be jaded by the production being around them? It's public, but it's also personal because you have production around you. I've always made the healthiest choice to focus on my family, my parenting, my child, you know, developing properly. So that doesn't affect me. I think a lot of parents on Teen Mom haven't decided that yet.
Got you. Okay.
So I have a question on this parenting thing as well. Sophia, I've seen a lot of,
Sophia's in the house?
Yeah. Shout out Sophia. I've seen a lot of moms get shit in the past couple of years for having their daughters on their IG. And Sophia has 507,000 followers on IG. She's 9 years old. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, like this Instagram social world is kind of fucking ugly sometimes. Do you think you brought her in a little earlier?
No, because she knows how to not focus on like cyberbullying. She rises above it. It's again, I was just on like Face the Truth or something with Vivica Fox, mm-hmm. as ugly as that show was. I'm all about creativity and I'm not letting hatred or evil things stunt our creativity and our social platforms.
Yeah.
Sorry, like we have brands and it's going to keep going.
But I will say, how do you maintain a connection with your audience? Because even when I DM'd you, it's like Joy's messaging me back. And a lot of your tweets are,
Is everything just like basic? Like
it's, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't they tweeting? Is it like the links and stuff to like websites to get clicks?
So I have like 5 other companies that are on my social platforms. Plus we do like promos and shout outs for people. And yeah, there's like maybe 10% that's me. And then the rest is a lot of other companies. I'm also just like busy living my life. Like with
what is that? What do you do when you're busy living your life?
Busy living my life. Like right now we're just getting ready for 2019 and like we're merging our brick and mortar stores onto our Amazon Prime stuff.
There we go.
I get so overwhelmed with products and businesses and creating things. So that's just kind of what I focus on.
So you're trying to be like an entrepreneur, business mogul
type?
I'm
a serial entrepreneur.
Let's go.
I have an entrepreneur course coming out. It's my masterclass.
Okay. So you tweeted the other day about Miley Cyrus going back to acting.
Like I tweeted it or someone else did.
Did someone else?
Yeah, it was a different company. So I'm not like, posting up reality TV news and like, I'm not like Perez Hilton, but my platforms give you the news, don't they?
Yeah. I got you. Do you have a celebrity that you relate to most? Do look up to people in the industry?
No, I think as like an entrepreneur, I'm always learning. I learn from people and I really just like who I'm becoming from learning.
I got you.
Yeah.
And but you don't when you say, you know, living your life and stuff, you don't go out anymore? You don't do like fun 27-year-old things?
Yeah. Have you switched to like just playing chess? And
yeah. What's the deal? What are the hobbies?
I've kind of switched to just like traveling the world and like experiences. I don't really like to club that much anymore unless I'm paid for it. And it's, that's about it.
You got
to
make this bank.
I mean, I've already toured and done that, so I don't really care to do any more of that.
How are you making the majority of your money?
License deals. I would say licensing deals that I've had for many different products.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I know with the tweets and the companies that run, you get paid per clicks. Like when people click on a...
There's a lot of clicks, or they just pay me monthly. I mean, you could call them.
Can I? Because I would love some extra income. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, I want to do this thing with you.
Yeah.
Just to spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up.
We've never done this before. Mm-hmm. You're going to be the first one. It's 27 rapid fire questions.
20, because I'm 27.
That's perfect. Actually, yeah. Amazing. So yeah, for sure. That's why we chose that number.
Yep.
This is a lot of questions. Go.
It is. No, wait. It's going to be fast. I'm gonna say go. And here's the thing. You're the first person to ever do this. I want to time you. See,
so it's gonna. I might answer them wrong.
No, that's fine.
There's no wrong answer. Maybe.
So I want to time you, and I want to do like, guys, I want to do a leaderboard thing where we do this 27 rapid fire question thing, and like mm-hmm. we'll put our guests on a leaderboard behind Spencer. Which, by the way, we switched their seats today. Wondering how y'all are feeling about that. Leave the comments below. But 27 rapid fire questions.
Watching that dog.
your daughter and my dog are getting along.
Yeah,
just dandy.
She's like, push him away.
He was humping the stuffed animal earlier, so it's kind of a liability.
Hey, Sophia,
kind of a liability
so sorry
now.
About my dog.
He's so cute.
Watch out for his tongue. It never makes it fully in his mouth.
He's coming back again.
He really hops those little.
Look at him, Andre.
I think he thinks she's a meerkat. I think
this is no good. I'm so sorry to all our viewers if you've never seen dog hump things.
Oh, man.
Apologies.
And he's turning into a liability.
He is a liability.
She's used to like, and when we go to theaters and we watch movies and they have bad scenes, it's like,
did you say theaters?
I noticed
theaters.
You did say that.
Yeah.
Cinemas? What do the cool kids say? I don't care.
Theaters.
Movie theater?
Theatres.
None movie, of us are cool, theater, so we don't know.
Cinema? I like one word.
Theaters is dope though.
Yeah, theaters.
All right, cinema. Listen, 27 rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. When
you start the timer and go. What's your favorite milk substitute?
Coconut milk.
Do you eat popcorn one pop at a time or handfuls?
Handfuls.
Ketchup on the top or side of your fries?
Ketchup on top.
How old does Mike look?
27.
Yeah. What is your Chipotle order?
Ooh. It's like I don't know what it's called. I haven't been to Chipotle.
They don't have that on the menu. When did you lose your V card? Plug your ear, Sophia.
She knows. 15 with her father.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Barack Obama or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
What shape is the earth?
Round.
Drake or Kanye?
Neither.
Huge ant or small giraffe?
Small giraffe.
White or wheat bread?
White.
Logan or Jake Paul?
Logan.
Fuck yeah, baby. The first thing you'd say to Kim Jong-un if you were to meet him. Yep.
That counts.
Did you assume my gender?
No.
Okay, great. Should Spencer eat a banana?
Yes.
Kendall or Kylie?
Neither.
What was your SAT/ACT score?
Don't remember.
Would you have a grizzly bear or a snow leopard as your roommate?
Snow leopard.
What's 20 minus 11?
9?
Yeah, I'm so glad you got that right. How fast could you drive a Formula One car?
Real fast, and I've done it around the track.
Nice. Amazing. First activity if you made it to Mars.
Eating.
Yep.
Okay, what's your phone number?
Not going to say that out loud.
Yeah, for sure. Dumb question. Dead person you'd hook up with.
Well, he's not dead yet.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh my.
Love you.
That's good, that's bad, and that's ugly. How would you escape prison?
So you can't escape it.
Just sometimes dig a hole. Yep. Jump a dirt bike or punch a hippo?
Punch a hippo.
Lemon to the eye or pineapple to the dome?
Pineapple to the dome.
Fork or spork?
Spork.
1 minute and 45 seconds. Was that too many questions? Again, that was the first time we did that.
That was
good job.
It felt good to
be here. Good job. How you enjoying that banana, Spencer?
It's good, man.
Okay.
Thanks for telling me to eat it.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good call. So 1:45.
That was incredible.
So far, you are in first place here on the Pulse.
Congrats.
27 rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
Okay. So I kind of asked you this, dating. Do you have a type? Are you into rappers, athletes, like YouTubers? Like, what are you into?
I think I'm just into businessmen, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
business.
Like what kind of businessmen? Like, inventors of clothing brands or
branded partnership people, like that kind of stuff.
I don't know. They can just any business.
Yeah.
They normally have a couple different businesses, so different fields.
Is that what you look for in a man? And someone who's like bossed up, doing their thing?
I just need brains when I'm talking to someone. And someone who's kind of done more in business than I have, so it's good.
Yeah, I got a 12.60 on my SAT.
How do you balance work and like life though? You don't want to overwork, right?
I don't mind it. I would rather stay busy, stay out of trouble.
Ooh, okay.
Cause speaking of trouble though,
trouble will find me.
What does drama or controversy yeah. help fuel your career?
It's good for angles. It's good for making money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes it gets a little too real. Like,
Too real? I could never be real enough because people think I'm fake.
Oh. See, that's interesting.
It is interesting. So I just try to be real, real.
Is that hair real?
No, it's really fake. It's a wig.
God damn it.
It's really
He's
fake.
He's a wig.
Can't figure this girl
out. But it's dope.
It's really good. You did a great job.
Again, I'm so glad you wore the pink hair. I feel like I should do that for an episode.
Yes.
If I were to dye my hair.
Pink is, David has his pink too. So you should have pink. It looks really good on boys.
Do you consume content? YouTube, TV, anything?
Consume it?
Yeah, do you watch it?
I think Sophia watches it.
She's pointing at you. Sophia goes, no, you.
Who do you watch, Sophia?
Do you watch your mom on TV?
Do you watch JoJo Siwa?
No, she doesn't. Nope.
She watches, what's her name? Behringer? Or what is her name? She just had a baby.
Ryan's Toy Time?
Oh, no. She just had a baby.
Oh, Colleen Ballinger. Miranda Sings. Hey, by the way, congrats.
She says yes.
Congrats. Yeah. That's amazing.
Baby news.
I'm very jealous.
Sophia loves her and loves the baby too. So whatever name you guys found, but I know because of Sophia.
I want to have a child baby soon.
Fair. Would you let Logan babysit? For a week or so.
Sophia's easy to babysit. Yeah. So
oh,
yes.
Do you want to? She's saying yes.
I don't know if you'll make it out, but she'll have fun.
Can we do it for can we do it one day for a vlog?
Yeah, one day.
She looks so excited. She looks way more excited than I do.
She looks like a meerkat.
She's doing a little meerkat thing.
If she has to go to the hospital, you have to take her.
So I have a question. I'm
food
curious.
Allergies.
How with having a child, I'm sure you get this a lot, but I haven't heard an answer. Having a child and you being so prevalent on the internet, if you know what I mean, how do you handle that?
I mean, we've talked about it and it's handled.
Yeah. You just let her know and you're just real with it?
It's part of my life. Like, who says that none of you guys have had sex tapes or, you know?
No,
like,
we all have one.
Hold on a second.
We don't have kids. That's why we're not. Oh, he doesn't.
You should never. But I think that's just part of like birds, bees, conversations and your actions when you get older.
Were you always open about your sexuality as much as you are now?
I think from being on Teen Mom, 16 and Pregnant, I was open with my sexuality. Yeah. And then you got to learn to reel it in a bit.
Question. The sex tape.
Yeah.
Was that a decision? Was that planned? Did you say, I'm going to make a sex tape and I'm going to leak it?
I think some of the people involved had...
How many people were involved?
I think the one that I was involved with had their own outlook or whatever they were trying to do. Motives. Yeah. And it was hurtful. But that's normal. You date hurtful people and you learn from it.
Well, also, I think in a way that
some people are really jaded from the adult entertainment industry. So they may never have normal relationships.
What's the cost to get you to do another?
What's the cost? What's Are you going to be my agent?
Give me a dollar sign.
Is this going to be like
I got the contact at Pornhub.
I don't know if I'd ever. I would not.
That's two so mil?
Funny.
Two mil?
That's so funny. As if that doesn't happen every day to me. No, I would never.
No.
Really?
Again.
Well, because you did more than one.
Oh, really? I did? That's what everyone thinks. Oh. And so does Logan because he must be watching them. I'm going to tell your mom.
Oh,
I told my mom. No need, Farrah Abraham. She knows.
I think he showed.
Yeah. Your mom's like, I'm going to use that move tonight.
My mom showed me your sex tape. Yo, imagine another
Look,
little
your
Logan,
mom has
a third
seen
Paul
way
brother.
More. Yeah. Your mom's probably seen way more than
I can
so.
Guarantee you she has not. She is a nice Ohio Midwest mom.
Is a saint.
Yeah, but you did show her some Riley stuff the other day that was a little bit more graphic than Farrah stuff. So
if you were to go back and redo, you wouldn't do it?
I'm not going to redo anything.
Respect. Okay.
It's good where it's at. I learned a lot from it.
What did you learn?
So much.
What did you learn that you can tell me so I don't have to drop a sex tape? Or maybe I do. Can you imagine?
Wait, you said you learned a lot in the bedroom from your husband?
Well, I'm gonna just give a recommendation. Don't do it with anyone who's like a porn star because then you're a porn star.
Wait,
are you a porn star?
It's so funny. It's like if you have sex with someone, then that means you are that. I mean, I guess in Nicki Minaj's case, she's like, you know, with sex offenders and stuff. So maybe she's like a sex offender now.
Is Kim a porn star?
I don't know. Is she?
Wait.
Is Paris? Is she?
I saw this Nicki thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Nicki thing is actually sad to me. I think she's like stuck in whatever she was abused as a kid and like reliving it.
I don't even know what to say about this. If you guys
don't say anything, then
yeah. But okay, you're right. You're right. I don't want to dive in.
But it's impulsive.
It is impulsive. Okay.
I didn't read enough about it.
I don't either.
Like Perez Hilton was like, Nicki Minaj's career is over because of everyone who she's dating. So I just feel like she's been hanging out with some crazies.
No, but aren't they like registered sex offenders?
Registered. I'm not. I can't.
That's a bugaboo would pop up on my radar.
But it was also, it was like he was 16 and the girl was 16. It was something like, or he was 15.
But when
she
you're
was
a
16.
Registered sex offender, that's like a big step.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to have an excuse for too.
Well, yeah, also, sure. I mean, but this is what I'm saying. I don't want to comment without, like while being ignorant, because I don't know too much about it. You seem to have a stronger opinion.
I mean,
than
what
I do.
What if I came in here and I said, "Yeah, Logan Paul, my boyfriend is blah blah blah, and he's a sex offender." Would you be like, "Oh my God, she has a kid and she's dating a sex offender?"
Yeah, but it was like debunked though. Like he was 15 and the girl was 16. Like it was just one of those situations where it was a year.
So it
difference.
Was okay. So that makes
I'm not
it
saying
okay.
It was
everyone.
I'm not saying it was okay, but
rape
like
rape must be okay too.
Oh,
he was younger than her. Like I'm just going with what Nicki's been saying. Like he was younger than her. It was a situation where it was like a small age difference of 1 year. And this is always a taboo subject when it comes to dating when you're 15 and 16 years old. Like, oh, I was 16.
I mean,
she was 17.
I dated one person older and there was never any confusions. Like a sex offender is a sex offender.
Well, you were 15. Yeah.
Yep.
So couldn't that have been a situation?
And it wasn't, though.
Is it a state-by-state thing?
So some woman and parents must have been really upset with a human being.
Yeah.
And it crossed a severe line.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I still love you, Nicki.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is so hot in this room right now.
Really?
I knew it was going to get spicy.
I'm extra cold.
Oh, shit. All right.
This is nothing to her. She's like, yeah, this is
she's
like,
got ice, yo, icy. Here,
I literally dreamt about this last
night.
Well,
here's the thing about me, Farrah. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, typically, like, I'm a laid back, like, squeaky clean brand.
He's a lover.
Like, I don't really make any.
Well, then why are you guys cussing?
What do you mean? No, we're not fucking kidding. Cussing.
Nah, I don't fucking cuss.
We're not fucking cuss.
I never fucking. Okay. So the whole.
I'm happy we talked about real life today.
Hell yeah.
Real life stuff. Me too.
That
like,
we're living in. It's on our news.
It is on our news.
True.
There's a lot of things in the news right now. Kevin Hart stepping down from the Oscars. Thoughts?
I think he did the right thing. That's kind of sad though, because he's great at hosting awards. I mean, I've been to a couple.
He's great. He's great. He's the best.
And I really don't think that defines him. I think if anyone says something that offends someone, I think it's a learning experience and they grow from it and they can be a great person.
Do you think everything is offensive in this day and age?
No, because I don't get offended easily.
And you don't.
That just offended me.
I don't like people who get offended.
But everybody does.
And I'm pissed. Yeah.
I could probably annoy people pretty great.
Who is the veteran that Pete Davidson made a joke about his missing eye that he lost in combat? Does anyone know? Dan Crenshaw. I just look it up. Dan Crenshaw.
Didn't want to laugh about it that day.
So Pete Davidson made a joke about Dan Crenshaw missing an eye, which he lost in war.
He's a veteran. My dad is.
Yep. And Dan Crenshaw, his response, I thought was incredible. He said he tries to live by two rules. Okay. One is he tries very hard not to offend people. Mm-hmm. And two, he tries even harder to not be offended, which I think is. Especially in today's day and age,
like he's just balanced.
Yes and no, but then he made it a point to. I mean,
he was offended.
That's
someone who is offended. They would make that comment because they are offended, but they want to feel for their ego, like they're better than whoever made a comment towards them.
It's true. It's just like I can imagine.
I'm sad that someone brought that up. I'm sad that he has an injury, but also like with many things, you kind of have to laugh at it and stop being. Like bothered by something. Like if everyone said to me every time and I was offended, oh, you're a porn star because I saw you have a celebrity sex tape. I couldn't be offended by that anymore. So I was just like, okay, like I don't care anymore.
And do you see it?
But if it's your eye, like, you know, I've had plastic surgery and I know things bother us on our faces, but I understand from all points of view.
Do you think there's a line drawn when it comes to military injuries? Like people that went to battle for this country?
I don't know though. I joke around with my father. I joke around with many of my military guy friends and they always joke around with me. Like, you know, they'll use like their legs hurt or whatever. Like they make jokes out of it and they live their best lives and they enjoy their time with their family, friends, and I think it's just a boundary.
Do you think there's a difference between them making a joke about it and someone else making a joke about it?
I don't know. When I start making jokes, they laugh too. I don't know. It's up to the situation.
Truth.
This one, not so funny.
Yep.
I feel you. Okay. So, all right. Who's your clique? Do you have friends? Who do you roll with?
I'd like to say I have no friends.
What? Why?
And I take pride in that.
Why do you like to say that?
Because I am my own person. I don't need a clique. I don't need a group. And I travel and I meet new people. And I mean, I've had the best year in meeting people this year, being like that, being open, being
free. Hi, I'm Logan Paul. Hi. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming on the set of Impulse. We're not done just yet. But okay, so I know you did a sketch with my friend King Batch.
Oh, yes. He's so sweet, isn't he?
Yo, he is the best. How did you guys meet? How'd that happen?
The first time we met was actually at Soho House here with our producer friend, mutual friend. I don't know if you guys know Dougie Cash, but shout out to Cobra Kai series.
Shout out.
But yeah, that's how we met. And then we just, I don't know, mutual agents.
He convinced you to be in a sketch?
Mutual agents, mutual friends. And then... yeah, one of my agents and them got in touch and then I just showed up at his house.
I got you. That's cool. No, it was a funny video. But okay, do you have like a 1-year plan? Like, do you plan on doing more Instagram sketches? Do you plan on doing more reality TV?
I feel like I should do more Instagram sketches.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does take editing time, doesn't it?
You don't have an editor?
I want to do it myself.
Who is your team?
Like I see some of my friends do and they do a really great job.
Yeah.
My team of editors?
No, just like besides Joy, your PR person. Like, do you have a squad of people protecting you?
Do I have to say everyone's name?
No,
but you have a team.
My lawyer just got fired, so.
Why did you fire him?
Bye.
No, I'm pretty
bad. Bye. Bye, Dutch.
I've had people work with me for like sometimes 8, 9, 10 years. And then this year, everyone got a little extra crazy. So it must be like I'm going to a new level and only good people get to come.
Fair. Did they get crazy or did you get crazy?
When you... don't protect me.
Yeah.
I'm a Gemini. Yeah. Like you gotta have trust.
Are you crazy?
Super crazy.
Super crazy, dude.
That's why the question that really popped out to me was the lemon to the eye or the pineapple to the dome. You weren't fazed at all about a pineapple coming to your dome.
I mean, I've won state in soccer. Watch out.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Are you an athlete?
I'm an athlete. Track, soccer, whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's why you box. Would you ever consider sparring me?
Yeah, I'll spar. I mean, I sparred with the guys at my gym.
I feel like you're going to fuck me up. That's why I ask if you're crazy because I could.
I mean, I'm not crazy. Type. I don't want to hurt anyone.
I know your type. See, I don't want to get hurt. Hey, KSI, you're going to fight Farrah next instead of me.
And you're going to get your ass beat.
You should be on the undercard with whoever you were going to fight before.
Yeah, would you be down to fight if it was like organized properly and safe and...
Like real, like proper. Legit boxing yes. that I go to. Yeah.
Yes. You'd be down?
Yes.
We could.
Yeah.
Manager Jeff, did you hear that? Where you
wow.
at?
Where's the legit boxing match going
to
be?
Oh,
oh yeah. We'll make it happen.
We got that.
Right here.
Welcome to YouTube, where we make anything happen.
Yeah.
Yo, so when is that boxing match?
I don't know. We're
they like, look, I don't even have a contract yet.
No, I mean, we
don't. One thing at a time.
Well, here's what happened.
One nail off and one weave off at a time, all right?
I fought the kid once, Farrah. I fought it. Like, 17,000 people arena, like millions of people watched online.
Wow.
Some people on but Twitch.
Okay, so who won? Because I didn't get to catch it. I'm sad. Did you win?
Kind of. Yeah, basically.
I didn't win
was it
much.
Like, what was that other boxing match where it was like called a tie?
That was the same thing.
I didn't win it.
That might have been
the I
same
didn't
thing.
Lose.
Good.
It was a tie.
Good.
It was a tie.
Good sport. Good sport.
Yeah, but I just feel like good sports. Nice for sports.
Sports, fitness.
I like sports where they play with the yeah. ball.
So
sports.
What's up? Do you guys do like the e-gaming, the e-gamer team?
We want to venture into it. The problem is we fucking suck at video games.
Yeah.
You guys suck at video games.
Nah, I'm all right at Fortnite. Well, I'm all right.
You've been balling out lately. you've been putting in some work every night.
Man, yeah. I grew up with my cousins just playing video games. Like, we don't even sleep.
What's your favorite video game of all time?
Right now? Well, hold on.
Mario Kart.
Wait, you play? You
no,
play?
Halo was my favorite game of all time.
So far.
Yeah.
You play video
now
games?
I have like, yeah, we have a whole setup at the house.
Do you want to see our setup after this?
Sure.
I'll give you a little.
Now they play games.
Well, we. That.
Don't roast me on my fucking podcast. No, you can roast me as much as you want. It's dope. Everyone else is doing it this year.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
No,
Twitch.
It's, okay, I tried. I did.
Or YouTube gaming, since you're YouTube. We're on YouTube gaming.
Truth.
That's the best app ever, right?
Do you play Fortnite?
Yep, we have that.
Can we play? Can we run duos?
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing. Because I'm actually good at Fortnite.
Okay.
Because I've been like playing. I tried Twitch for a bit. And then I just, I don't know. I kind of was like, damn, I'm going to go do real life shit.
Yeah, and then like the Call of Duty, the 2019 that just came out.
I've been trying that.
That's scary, but I like it.
Does she play with you? Does Sophia play?
No, she doesn't like that one. She likes Roblox. Shout out to all the kiddos.
Yeah, that's a big one, huh?
Yeah, nonstop.
Okay, all right. So we're going to play Fortnite. We're going to run duos. Don't think I can. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. Am I allowed to say this?
I may not win. Oh, well.
About Twitch.
Yeah.
We ain't going to play on Twitch.
No, we're not.
Nah. YouTube gaming.
What happened? I don't need to know.
Nah, you don't need to know. We'll talk about it
YouTube
after.
YouTube gaming. We'll catch you there.
Yeah.
That we will. Is there anything else you want to plug, say, do before we sign off today?
Do you. Happy 2019. Get ready.
These are facts.
Hell yeah.
Gang, 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 skirt. Yo, thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Farrah Abraham.
Thanks for having me.
We love you, Farrah Abraham.
That we do. If you guys are not subscribed, you know what I'm going to say. Make sure to do so wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Sophia, do you want to come say goodbye?
Hi.
Sweetheart.
Here comes the meerkat.
Wave goodbye, Sophia.
Is she always a meerkat?
Whoa, she dabbed.
She dabbed.
She dabbed. That's it.
Truly incredible.
Dabbing meerkat.
This child, baby, human, might be the goat.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We love you. Peace. Farrah, don't move.
Oh, these things are on my head. Wait,
okay, good. We do an audio version only.
Oh, audio version.
Can I ask her some questions?
Sure, Sophia, you can talk.
Mike just left, so hop on over here.
Do a little microphone right there.
Yep, come on over.
You can put your headphones on.
We're gonna ask Sophia, the human baby child, Sophia. Except she's not even a baby. She's your age.
Human baby child, meerkat.
You guys are like human baby child.
Sophia.
Do you guys have younger siblings or no?
I do.
You're like
he's sort of Sophia's age. He's 22. He's
22. Oh my
God. He's 21.
Okay, is she 21? She's 21, yeah.
So babies.
Okay, I have a question for you. What's your favorite animal? She's doing ASMR.
It.
No, she's doing ASMR. She's scratching the microphone. This is amazing.
Sophia likes the microphones.
Does she speak English?
Do you speak English, French, or Spanish today, babe?
Don't look at me like that. You haven't said a single word, Sophia.
Hi.
What does it mean? Sophia, do you have a favorite animal?
She's petting the mic again.
What's your favorite animal?
She's just petting the mic.
A dog.
A dog? Mm-hmm. Is that what you're doing right now with your hands up?
I thought this was bunny. No.
I got you. Do you have a favorite color?
Mom's wrong.
Purple.
Why is purple your favorite color?
from Barney.
Ah, I love that.
Barney's dope. This is so intriguing. It's interesting for me to have a conversation with a 9-year-old. I'm doing my best.
Should Sophia, should Logan have a child?
Probably not yet. Let's not have more.
Well, hey, whoa. I asked Sophia. Sophia?
Sure.
Oh! Yo, I might have to do it. Bro.
You got
to
do it.
I'm going to have to do it.
Just do it. Knock it off the list.
I just want a kid. By the way, Mike, Sophia, as you noticed, she's in your seat.
Do you have any advice for Logan if he's going to have a child?
Oh, am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk now.
Sarah, Sophia. I don't know. Just don't have babies to have babies.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. See, that's exactly why he's doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that you have to find the right partner before you have a baby? Because he's missing that step.
I mean, what's the right partner? I think you just got to have your life
together. She's just got to be fertile. That's honestly
that's
all
it?
I need. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, really anyone's. Yeah, it's fine.
That's why we have divorce, you know.
Man, I love that.
Split
that's
parents, fantastic. Kids, sad.
I have a question for you, Sophia. Are you ever not posed like a meerkat?
Meerkat. If we're calling a meerkat today, I like it.
Do you wake up like that?
Mike, does she remind you at all of Alyssa Violet?
And when she makes that face? When Alyssa literally, makes that face?
Yes.
100%.
Literally,
identical. Oh,
wow.
You're right.
Right? Yeah. I'm a look around.
Do you know who this is, Sophia? Alyssa Violet?
Yes.
Is that why you do that? Is that why?
At the awards thingy, remember?
Oh my God.
Is that why you make that face?
Is that who you look up to?
Probably great. Let me just see her.
Here. This is her.
You could probably find her making that face too.
I'm trying very hard.
She does it on her IG.
Yeah, she's actually really nice. She's sweet.
Like right here.
Alyssa's the best.
That could be.
They're identical.
Sophia has the best faces.
Hey, Sophia, are you dating boys yet? Or boys off limits?
Yeah.
How come? Not into them. They suck, huh?
Well, I used to have one.
Oh.
Who was it? Spill the beans. Spill the tea.
His name is named Tristan.
Oh, dang.
Shout out to Tristan. Whoa. Oh, boy.
What did he do? Because you said you used to.
Well, he just faded off.
Ooh.
Oh, he fell off. You outgrew him.
Yeah.
He fell the fuck off.
Yeah, thank you, next.
You know, they were like playing games together and I don't know what happened. It's always so silly.
He couldn't handle the clout. Did you approve of Tristan? Like, do you have to approve of her boys?
I wasn't, but we kept, you know, like for how many years has it been? 6 years, 7 years. This boy has been hanging out.
Are you going to let her start dating at like a certain age or no? Why?
I mean, when you're 18, you can do whatever you want.
What about
when
she's like 15, 16?
Look, I'm not going to have her miss out on all the fun stuff like homecoming, proms, everything I did. But I'm just saying dating is different. In a sense of like, we have our Tinders, we have our whatevers. And I think a lot of people just don't know how to have relationships. And I don't think Sophia deserves to have her time wasted with a mess.
Hey, that's true, Sophia.
Fair, are you on Tinder?
Me? No.
Are you on Raya?
I'm still, this is sad. I'm still waiting.
Wow, they did that to us too. Well, they.
No, they didn't.
They approved.
I got a pass. I got a pass.
Right? Wasn't that what it was?
And then it's like they've had me on hold for like 2 months. I'm like, why did you give me a pass then?
Do you want to know a funny story?
I think it's like crazy.
What?
It's like, why do you tease to date
and
then don't do it? So as far as I'm concerned, I don't need a date.
From dating apps or in general?
Okay, so did you guys try this new dating app called Inner Circle? It's supposed to be like for career-minded people.
Yeah.
And I have to say, like, the doctors weren't smart enough. Like, they wanted to tell me how to have a relationship. I'm like, okay.
What's more important, brains or humor?
I'm sorry, nothing's more important. You have to have it all. Otherwise, I'm not with you.
So everything.
Back. Yeah.
Wow. Fuck total package.
Fuck yeah.
Total.
That's 360
Why settle?
Degrees
why do people settle and... like be in sucky relationships.
Real question here. How, as a parent, for all the parents out there that you've gone through some stuff that you would maybe undo or do different, you know, how do you deliver that to your child and raise them to be a better version of yourself?
I mean, we've been watching ourselves back over the years, and I think we always learn from watching ourselves or talking about things. clapping. So looking back, chatting about it, learning from it, and not shaming yourself or creating negativity in yourself is a good way to move forward.
I like that. Mm-hmm. On that note, that is the end of the audio Q&A.
With the faces.
With the faces. Yo, thank you guys for listening. As always, subscribe. I'll say it a million freaking times if I need to.
Subscribe.
We will see you next time, Fair Abraham. Abraham, thank you
bye.
Again.
See ya.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.